Okay, this needs to be done at least once a year, so let's do this. Why was the process of achievement triumph so long? So, pretty much everyone notes that, well, that proves conclusively that the purpose of achievement triumph process was not just to get the Jews out. Right, now, there are some Mefarshim who really do believe that. But the majority of Mefarshim assume that if the only purpose of Yetziat Mitzrayim was to get the Jews out, so then God would have done exactly that. He would have whisked them away, and that would have been the end of it. But the majority of the Mefarshim assume that there must have been an educative goal in the process, and that's why it had to take so long. But who was it trying to educate? So here the Mefarshim divide. Some of them say it was meant to educate the Jews. Some said it was meant to educate the Mitzrayim. Pashtos is that it was meant to educate both. Both. And if you would like me to prove that, right, you know, I can just pull some Pesukim out of Vayera. So, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, talking about the Jews, V'lakachti etchem li la'am, V'ayiti lochem l'elohim, V'idatem kini Adonai lechem amotzi etchem mitachat zivlot Mitzrayim. God says that I will take you as a nation for me, and I will be your God, and you will know that I am God who took you out of the tribulations of Mitzrayim. So it's clearly partially about educating the Jews. Now, it does seem to move even more intensely that this is some repeat stuff for Zev, but the notion that Yetziat Mitzrayim had to have an educative purpose or wouldn't have gone on so long, and the simplest shot is that it's there to educate both the Jews and the Mitzrayim. We've talked about in the past that it may be that the main shift is between Vayera and Bo, between the 7th and 8th Makkah, because at the end of the 7th Makkah, Paro recognizes God, and then, even though he recognizes God, he... What does he do? Right, he says, Adonai ad tzadik v'ani v'animi v'rishayim. And then he still says, V'chazek edlev Paro. And that's why by the time you get to the beginning of Parshat Bo, after that happens, suddenly the Mitzrayim are sort of out of the picture, and Hashem says... that he's going to put the miracles in them. And you will tell your children about how I humiliated Egypt. At that point, the focus seems to shift to educating the Jews almost exclusively. But throughout the rest of the story, you really do get the notion that the Egyptians were also the audience. So if you look, for example, Perchet in Pasuk Vav, in the middle of the first Makkah, Vayomer lemachar, Vayomer kidvarcha leman teida, ki ein kadonai Eloheinu. Moshe says that the reason that there will be the Makkah is that you shall know, Paro, that you shall know that there is no one like our God. And therefore, again, I really don't understand why it is that the Mefarshim, like certain Mefarshim, are so convinced that it's about educating the Jews, and therefore they downplay the importance of the Pesukim, that it's educating the Mitzrayim, or vice versa. Right? The simple shot is that, if you read through this, this is meant to be an educative experience. That's why it goes on so long, and it's meant to educate both the Jews and the Mitzrayim, and perhaps the emphasis changes. At the beginning, the Makot are primarily about educating the Mitzrayim, and later on, when that doesn't work, they move to educating the Jews, but at no point does it seem to be completely retributive. Right? It's not like the Makot are only about punishment. Right? There is clearly this educational goal. But the question then becomes, okay, well, what exactly is God teaching? Right, that's the second question you're going to have to ask. And here there are several answers to that. One is simply, there is a God. The second is that God is unique. Ki ein kashem elokeinu. The Mefarshim note that it's that part of it is hashkacha, that God is involved in the world. I saw an interesting verse that I hadn't seen, by Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch makes this comment on the Egel. Right, by the Egel, Moshe says, "Save the Jews, because Lama Yomru Mitzrayim." Right, Why should the Egyptians say that God wanted to took them out cruelly to destroy them? So, verse says, the reason this pasuk makes sense is because the process of Yetziat Mitzrayim was meant to educate both the Jews and the Egyptians, and therefore it is a compelling argument for Hashem, for Moshe to say to Hashem, don't undermine half of your goal in taking the Jews out by giving the Mitzrim a way of re-understanding this. But he says, but what exactly was the argument then? Because many of the lessons that the Mefarshim say could have been completely proven if God destroyed the Jews, that there is a God, that he cares what happens in the world, right? Hashgacha, things like that, all of that could have been proven even if he then destroyed them. So he says, yes. So clearly part of the goal was to teach the world about the kindness of God and that he sticks up for the oppressed, right? That he sticks up for the oppressed. Now we know that often throughout the Torah says that we were slaves in order to sensitize us so that we would take care of the disenfranchised and the like. And that's why Zeichel Yetziat Mitzrayim is invoked when it comes to taking care of Gerim, Almanot, and the like. But it first takes it a step farther, which I hadn't really thought about, which was, no, the fact that God implemented his hashkacha in the world to take care of slaves shows not just that God, that we should be nice to the poor and the disenfranchised because we have empathy, but because it's a mitatio dei. Because what God was teaching was that he cares about the downtrodden and the oppressed, and therefore he expressed himself in this world to save slaves to drive that point home. And therefore, what was Moshe's argument? That only works if you take care of them. Because the Mitzrim believed in gods, they might even believe in gods who are involved in the world. But they all of those thought that gods were fundamentally capricious and evil and self-serving. And if you now destroy the Jews, so what they will learn is that in fact that's what you are. That God is powerful, involved, but he does it for himself. And if it works for him, then he saves them. And if he doesn't, he kills them. They won't understand that you are a kind God, that you care about the oppressed, and that you also care about justice, right? That's just going to be lost. But if one of the lessons was that God is a kind God and he wants us to mimic him in taking care of the people, right, to stand up to power, because as we talked about in the Tfilah Shir, that God's power, HaKel HaGadol Yibrav HaNora, is expressed in the fact of Lo Yikach Shochad, and he doesn't need to care about the powerful, and therefore he can take care of Ger V'Almana, etc., Yatom V'Almana, right, all that we talked about in the Tfilah Shir. That lesson is going to be missed if you are perceived, rightly or wrongly, of being cruel or power hungry or only taking care of people when it suits you. Right? They're not going to realize that you do care about the downtrodden, you just also care about justice. That is going to be lost. And I hadn't really thought about that aspect, but I think it really does add that it's not just the process of Yetziat Mitzrayim was supposed to sensitize us so that we would care about the ger and the adam v'almana, but that the fact that the way God chose to express his hashkacha in the world in his most manifest way was to save slaves was what showed that that is the aspect of God's hashkacha that he wants us to mimic through Vahalachta Bedrachav. And that would have been lost if God had destroyed the Jews. But that, Persia argues, is at least part of this. And that was at least the part of it that I hadn't thought about. Right? The fact that Yetziat Mitzrayim is meant to be educational for the Jews, for the Mitzrim, for everybody. Right? That, and to teach there is a God and he's the creator God and he controls the world, he's involved in the world and he cares. All of that is pretty standard. But this aspect, that it's also meant to teach the Darchei Hashem is part of, he doesn't tie Balach Rejachal, but this is obviously the direction you have to go in, right? That part I don't think I'd quite put my finger on. I think that's also something that's worth thinking about. Okay.
Who was that?
Rav Hirsch. Okay. Rav Hirsch makes the point that this is, that part of Yetziat Mitzrayim was to teach the Mitzrayim that God is kind and the like, right? I think, right, the obvious next step, which is that's part of why God's invokes Mitzrayim every time he says be kind to the ger and the yatom v'almanah, it's not just because you have empathy, but because you saw that that was who I cared about, and therefore there's an amitatio dei, right? I think theologically that's an even more powerful point than just saying you have empathy. It's, no, the fact that I get involved, I express my gvura through the fact that I don't care what powerful people say and I do the right thing, and I care about the people who don't have anybody to stand up for, the fact that that's part of the lesson, right, that I think I hadn't thought of, we talked about it in the Tfilah Shir, but to actually sort of spell it out, that I think was, at least the formulation was newer to me, so, okay.